Municipal leaders in Alaska are hoping that the federal stimulus package will fund local projects, but currently that's creating a conflict between some officials and the Palin administration. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
State officials estimate the stimulus package could bring $1 billion or more dollars into Alaska, but it would have to go for work that creates jobs soon. That has mayors, municipal managers, and others around the state looking at their wish lists for projects that are ready to build. Some of them called into a recent legislative hearing on a resolution asking that Alaska's share be used for a wide variety of work. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello pitched projects of value to his hometown as well as other communities.
They range from the Hagavik Regional Fire Training Center here in Juneau, where there are critical facility needs, the Basin Road Trestle Repair. We have airport terminal improvements. They include also the medical surgical unit for Bartlett Regional Hospital and our downtown transit center.
The teleconference before the Senate Finance Committee heard from more than two dozen communities. Petersburg pitched a public safety building, Kotzebue listed energy improvements, and Kodiak City Manager Linda Freed talked about a travel lift and dock project.
One of the reasons the city of Kodiak is so supportive of moving this project forward is it provides a little bit of diversification within our economy for those that might have worked in the fishing industry previously but are no longer able to work in that industry because of the changing nature of the fishery.
The Palin administration has already pitched projects it says are in the national interest. Most would improve Northern Road supporting the gas line. One would include work at the Kodiak launch facility. Budget Director Karen Rehfeldt says the administration does not plan to submit a statewide list.
I think it became very clear that the new administration and Congress would not be including earmarked projects in the bill and would be looking at formula and grant programs so that these federal stimulus dollars would be fairly allocated across states.
Palin says making a statewide list could create false hopes, but some legislative and community leaders disagree. Ketchikan City Mayor Bob Weinstein says Virginia and Maryland are assembling lists, and Alaska should too.
If the two states closest to our nation's capital are developing comprehensive priority lists of projects in various categories for both state projects and local projects, I have to ask, why is Alaska deliberately avoiding doing the same thing?
Senate Finance Committee member Kim Elton, a Juneau Democrat, says the whole state needs job-creating projects. He asked for administrative endorsement of more than just Northern Road work.
Those projects are probably not going to really help our region. They're probably not going to help Western Alaska. They're probably not going to help Kenai Peninsula. They may not help Anchorage. So it is less than a statewide stimulus package if the dollars are spent that way.
Elton suggests using stimulus money to expand the Southeast power grid. He says it would create immediate construction jobs and provide an economic engine for rural communities. No action has been taken on the committee's resolution calling for a wider list of projects, but the Senate's bipartisan majority says it hopes to work with the House and the governor in crafting such a list. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.
The U.S. House passed its version of the economic stimulus package Wednesday. The Senate is working out the details of its version, which is expected to go to the floor next week. The two sides will have to reconcile their different versions before the final bill can go to the president.